Then it is my honor to turn to the Honorable Panel Chair of the Government of the Philippines, Secretary Bello III. Please.
Thank you, Your Excellency. Madam Elizabeth, I will not praise you anymore. My counterpart, Manong Louie, Chair of the NDFP panel, the Chief Political Consultant of the NDFP, Manong Joe Masison, my Presidential Advisor for the Peace Process, my panels, and the panel on the other side, headed by Fidel. My co-workers in the peace process, and our counterparts on the other side, the left side. Good morning. Today we conclude our first round of talks with much vigor to accomplish the bigger task ahead in peace building. Ours was a leap of faith when we braved to re-engage each other last Monday after more than half a decade of impasse and indifference. But no matter how difficult it was, we choose to believe, and today we start receiving the dividends of that faith. Our agreements reached during this round of talks should tell us how far can our faith bring us and what we can achieve together. We readily commend the magnanimity of President Rodrigo Roa Duterte in ending the impasse and in propelling our frank and cordial discussions in the past 5 days. However, as I also have to credit the fortitude of both panels in forging these agreements meant to move the peace talks forward. We also recognize the enabling intervention of my partner, Sec. Jess Duresa, and of course of my manong, Professor Joe Masison, which allowed the panels to understand each other's fears and dilemmas, especially on contentious issues such as ceasefire, chasing, and prisoners' release. This round of talks is made doubly significant with the presence of the 16 NDF consultants who were released from detention in order for them to travel and join us in these talks, such as Manong Benito and Ang Wilma Champson. Tirso Alcantara and Alan Asmines. Their inputs will certainly enrich our discussions, not to mention the inspiration they can provide to each other. We are also glad that the voices of Casatur, Vic Ladlad, Rafael Bailosis, Randall Chinese, and other NDF consultants will now be part of our conversations in finding a final peace settlement to the armed conflict. Noticeable during our discussions is the NDF's commitment to the peace process by agreeing to work with us for the possible completion of the negotiations within the period of 9 to 12 months from this round of talks. In particular, we look forward to the fruitful discussion on socio-economic reforms, which the panels will endeavor to finish in the next 6 months. We also commend the NDF's commitment to extend its existing 7-day unilateral ceasefire.
We had to expect some bump in.
For an indefinite period, along with the debt of the government, to accompany the next round of talks. It is most welcome that during this period, the NDF will endeavor to work with the government to put in place a joint or bilateral ceasefire, which will ultimately help us achieve an agreement for finally ending hostilities. I trust that the building blocks we had laid down during the first round will provide us more confidence in the next round, which is scheduled on October 8 to 12, here in Oslo again. I hope you don't mind.
You're more than welcome.
As I look forward to seeing you all for a more productive discussion. But I cannot end the round of talks without thanking and commending our host, the Royal Norwegian Government, especially the RNG Foreign Minister, Børge Brende, for his unwavering support to our peace process, and the RNG's Special Envoy of the Philippine Peace Process, Ambassador Elizabeth Slatum, for shepherding our discussions in her capacity as our third-party facilitator. Hopefully, the Philippine peace process will add up to RNG's recent achievement in peace settlement in Colombia. Congratulations. Lastly, I thank my panel members for the work well done, along with the panel advisors and our two very popular mayors, Mayor Bautista and Mayor Pamintuan. And of course, our working teams, our secretariat, and our technical committees. Salamat po. Dear friends, in closing, let me leave you with a biblical note. Never get tired of doing good cause. Doing good, cause in due time, we will reap a harvest if we faint not. Let us be steadfast in our peace work until we have reached a logical conclusion to the armed conflict. See you all in October. Thank you, and peace be with us all.